The Publisher, Henry Luce and His American Century, by Alan Brinkley, narrated by Sean Renette. Copyright 2010 by Alan Brinkley. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Sterling Lord Literistic Incorporated and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. In May 1966, Henry R. Luce, co-founder of what became the largest and most influential magazine empire in America, agreed to participate in an exclusive television interview for the first time in his life. Luce was then 68 years old and had retired as editor-in-chief of Time, Inc. 2 years earlier, but he remained a figure of fascination to many Americans, all the more so because he was so seldom seen by the many people who were influenced, fascinated, and sometimes outraged by the contents of his magazines. His interviewer was Eric Goldman, a Princeton historian who had worked in the Johnson White House and who now hosted an austere NBC program called Open Mind. Goldman was a courteous and respectful interviewer, but not a tame one, and he pressed Luce on a number of controversial issues that had swirled around him through much of his life. Were the magazines Luce had launched, Time, Fortune, Life, and Sports Illustrated, Republican magazines? Was there an inherent conservative outlook in them? Did his own attitudes and convictions shape the contents of his magazines? Had he stepped over the line in promoting Republican candidates he had particularly admired and openly supported? Wendell Willkie, Dwight Eisenhower. And most of all, did Luce's many interventions in the debate over America's international policies represent a kind of modern-day imperialism?